It's the Thursday edition. We're kicking off hour number one. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. Everything there you'll find, it's all for free. Freetalklive.com. As we start out with a story about a 24-year-old Indiana University student. In fact, we're going to get to the details on this, but this young man is in some big trouble. Why? Well, he pointed out a flaw in the nation's security system, in this big anti-terrorist, catch-the-terrorist TSA security system. He found quite a flaw, and so the feds got angry.
They don't like that, huh?
Raided his house. We'll give you the details coming up here, but we got to go to the phones first, because John is on the line in New Hampshire. It is the show about your calls. We talked to John. You're on with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to bring good news to the audience that the Connecticut political prisoner, Lauren Canario, has written from herself.
Mm. Really? She's being allowed to write now?
Well,
that's good news.
Probably write, and who knows what the who knows all what is going on within that prison. People can go to the NHP.com forum to civil disobedience and find letters from Lauren.
Well, and now, so they're posting the letters on the website?
Yeah, Kat got the letter, and she scanned them. Lauren sent a second one saying whatever she says can be repeated on the forum. And
that's
what
great.
I wanted to do is encourage people to go there and see how a good, modern patriot is holding up.
Lauren Canario was arrested, just to recap here for people that aren't familiar with the story, Lauren Canario was arrested for sitting on the front porch of one of the houses that has been, at this point, I guess, condemned for destruction in the city of New London, Connecticut.
This is the New London, Kelo versus New London?
Kelo versus New versus
New London versus New London. Kelo or whatever. The Supreme Court case that essentially destroyed property rights in the United States.
Yeah, what remained of property rights.
Right. It happened
last year in June, I believe it was. Mm. And ever since, Lauren has been, she moved to the area to essentially be a freedom fighter, to stand up for those property owners who were under attack by the New London government. She really is. In fact, she was, I think she was the first female firefighter in the U.S. Army. Yeah, so she's actually got a bit
paramedic
of distinction. And now, apparently, that doesn't factor in. Apparently, the New London government could care less about who she was or who Lauren Canario is. They are just, they can't stand Lauren Canario because she sat on a front porch. She was arrested for sitting on the front porch while she was reading a book. And ever since she was arrested, she has pretty much engaged in non-cooperation in that she is not answering their questions. She's not cooperating.
All she's doing is giving her name, rank, and serial number like a good soldier would.
I don't even know if she did that. even sure if she did that.
She's given them much, but they already know who she is.
Sure,
so
because she was arrested last year as well.
These people are the crazy ones that are holding her. They're putting her for a month in prison for having done something that even if she was fully guilty of everything that they've accused her of, she probably wouldn't have done a month. And now they're holding her for up to a year.
Right, because the original accusation was that she was a homeless person in the house, which is, of course, not true at all.
And they know this.
Yeah, they know
it. They know this.
It's just pure harassment. It's punishment on her. They're punishing her for not cooperating, and she's continuing to not cooperate, though I wonder how she did get the paper and the stamps in order to send out these letters.
I also saw her speak to one person in the courtroom, a marshal, and probably when she's not being ordered to, and, you know, she's going to make decisions. When she's being ordered to do things, she's not cooperating.
She won't do it.
When she's doing it of her own free will, she'll find a way. She's got letters out. People can go to the NHFree.com forum, find these letters, and they will see how a good modern patriot is handling this pressure. And this is a tiny, tiny woman. The rest of us should be inspired by this. And then on the NHFree.com, people can find the address to write to Lauren, and she surely appreciates it. When they do that, people need to include their return address. Don't be afraid to do that.
But otherwise, Lauren, they'll reject it?
They'll reject it.
Right.
There's no need to fear doing that. You're just corresponding with somebody in prison.
Sure.
There's no need to fear that. Include it or she will not get it. And then also there's numbers that you can call the bureaucrats and remind them that the political prisoner is not forgotten.
Yeah, and because that's what they would like. That's what they would like. They would like for everybody to just leave them alone and forget about Lauren, and that way they can just keep her in there, and she'll think that all of her friends have forgotten her and that nobody cares anymore, which, of course, is not the case at all.
One other thing I would recommend. It's what I've done. Send it on a postcard. There's no hidden message. There's no need. Just send Lauren a nice note. And what the advantage of on the postcard is, include that return address so that she will, in fact, get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the advantage of the postcard is not only will Lauren get your nice note, the bureaucrats get to see that folks love her and care about her.
Ah.
And that strikes the heart. It has to over time. And in addition to that, Lauren gets a nice picture from the outside. She's probably not getting a very good view from inside there.
Well, my girlfriend Julia actually sent her a postcard with I guess it was a picture that had made it through to Russell Canning, who was another protester that was arrested. It made it to him when he was in jail in New Hampshire, but the bureaucrats down in Connecticut rejected it because it had a picture of some Chinese bureaucrats holding a gun to somebody's head on the front side of the postcard, and the bureaucrats returned it with a note saying that this might incite violence amongst the prisoners, so they had to reject it.
If you have not seen these letters yet, by the way, there's a thank you to Julia, and we don't know who that Julia is for sure, but I'll bet the Julia who got her letter back, who sent the letter, Lauren is saying it was highly censored, and I forget how she said it, and she says it with a smile. People need to go and look at that because she's got a nice big smile on one side of the paper, and on the other side, you know, one side is the smiley side and one's the angry side. She's talking about what's going on in that, and she is holding up better than most people would even imagine. But this is what we're coming to in this police state. Lauren has got to be an inspiration for all of us.
I'm gonna get some excerpts from this letter here so we can share it with people who are listening. And John, thank you for pointing
that
out. We appreciate hearing from you,
thanks,
sir. 800-259-9231. So this is good news, Mark. This is the first communication. It's been 41 days.
I was worried that they weren't giving her any letters at all.
Right.
So apparently they are, and that's good news, I guess. I mean, if you're in jail, it's nice to get letters, I suppose. It'd be better not to be in jail for not doing anything violent or
sure. And
harmful.
At NHfree.com, there's a counter of how many days Lauren has been imprisoned. Essentially, this is just such an outrageous situation. I almost don't even know what to say about it at this point. But 41 days she has been in prison for reading a book on the front porch of a house. And so I'm going to get some excerpts, but we got to go to the phones here. Ozzy in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ozzy.
Good evening. It's RV.
Oh, well, the board op really got it wrong. RV, like recreational vehicle.
Exactly.
All right. What's on your mind?
Hey, I had listened to a show y'all had last night, and you hit two topics that were pretty dear to me.
All right.
The first one was Ossetru. And I don't think I'll be able to top the last story you were just running there. But clarify, in my position as an Obnist or a member of Ossetru,
mm-hmm.
we worship the personifications of the gods, if you will, the power, if you will. It's not necessarily some hocus-pocus spook in the sky, and it's definitely not witchcraft and blood sacrifices like many would think.
So I understand that that you don't do any blood sacrifices. Perhaps you celebrate the holidays of the equinox and that kind of thing. But now my question is, do you believe that Odin's alive? Because I mean, if you ask a Christian, do you believe that Jesus is alive? Their answer is yes. Do you believe that Odin is alive? He's a person.
On my personal belief, yes.
Okay, and
my personal belief is he's a scientist.
Odin's a scientist?
Like, I knew alive. I threw you for a loop there.
He's alive today? Like, on Earth, doing science experiments?
No, I wouldn't say that. I believe that he was the creator of mankind.
So he probably doesn't need to do a lot of science experiments and something
probably not. He's
ambiguous.
A little bit beyond us. Exactly.
Gotcha.
I mean, even if you look at the Bible, Christianity, even though they won't preach it, God was a scientist. Eve was a clone.
Because
very interesting.
Taken from
Adam. Word for word. Correct. Took a rib out of Adam, put Adam to sleep, and created a woman.
Were you going somewhere with all this, or are you just kind of clarifying your religion for us?
It's clarifying that, but the fact that the majority of people who are true Odinists are, in fact, white supremacists.
Okay, I want to have you back that up when we come back. Hang on, RV, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're a show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give everything away there, including the bulletin board system. There's over 140,000 posts now. We just cracked the 140,000 post mark. I believe it was today. And lots of stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com and register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd, going through the 25th. Early bird discount available for a limited time, so register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum as we return to Ozzie in Missouri. RV in Missouri. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, RV, you're bringing up a topic from last night. We got into this huge discussion with a variety of callers about this white nationalist group, these white supremacists. That now you're alleging that these are people that are frequently found in this religion called, what's it called again?
Asatru?
Odinism.
Asatru or Odinism?
Odinism is a part of Asatru because even Wiccans are considered Asatru.
Okay.
Asatru is just a generic term.
So now, from what I read on the Wikipedia, they said that the Asatru religion people are trying to distance themselves from white nationalist groups, but you're saying that most Asatruians are indeed white nationalists. How can you back that claim up?
Most Odinists are most Odinists are white supremacists, and
what's
I'm talking
the difference?
About real Odinists.
What is an
real
Odinist?
An Odinist is one who believes in the gods of the Aesir or the powers of the Aesir. You've got Odin, Thor, Tyr, and Baldur. And this stuff has been around since before Christ was ever even thought of. So these people that are saying Odinism is new to the United States, there's nothing new about it. It's been around for a long time. And in fact, Adolf Hitler himself even used a lot of the runic symbols for a lot of the troops and things like you would see in the military.
It may not be the case that Asatru is racist or is made up of racists, but you're saying Odinism definitely is made up of racists.
Odinism, for the most part, is based upon purification and maintaining of racial purity.
And Odinism is a subgroup of Asatru?
Yes. Like I said, Asatru is basically a generic term that encompasses many different religions. Druids are Asatru. Odinists are Asatru. Wiccans are Asatru. Does that make sense? But we're not the same. It would be like, I guess you could compare it to Roman Catholics, to Lutherans, to Mormons, to Presbyterians.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Understood. RV, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to ask are Odinists Onanists too? Anyway, it's a joke.
Thanks,
no,
RV.
No.
We appreciate the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Matthew.
That guy was a whack job.
You're not an Odinist, are you?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What, now, why do you say that?
He is completely off kilter. Odinists are people who particularly follow Odin. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
And Asatru is not a general term for people who follow Wicca and stuff like that.
Just full of misinformation, is what you're saying.
He was full of what I can't say on the air.
I got you.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about the Liberty Forum.
In New Hampshire, February 23rd.
Are you guys going to be broadcasting from there?
That's the plan.
Oh, that sounds great.
Still kind of getting all the equipment together and everything, but we should have it all together by then.
Oh, fantastic. I'm going to be, both Caitlin and I are going to be attending John Stossel's speech, and it's going to be, we're looking forward to it.
Excellent.
I was going to say, is it true that Michael Bednarik and others, I was wondering who else was going to come. I haven't heard a lot of, I heard Michael Bednarik, but I haven't heard about anyone else.
I know Jack Cole is going to be there.
Great.
From Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Of course, I'm going to be there. Mark's going to be there. Gardner Goldsmith will be in attendance as well. You can get the entire list of the schedule as far as the different events they're going to be having, and I believe there's a number of the people that are going to be there that are listed on it at freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
Yeah, I saw that. It said there was a lot of, last time I looked, there was a lot of to be determined, and I was wondering if there was going to be some more, some people I haven't heard of yet that you might have heard before.
Yeah, I'm not really on the inside track on this. I'm involved in the event, but I'm not involved in the planning of the event, so hard to
say.
We're going to be there, and that's about the answer we got.
So you're going to be pretty much on the same level as me and Kayleen.
Okay, here's another one. Sharon Harris, the president of the Advocates for Self-Government. We've had her
that's
on
nice.
The air before, so she's going to be there, which is cool.
Fantastic. I wish she was running for president. Let's see. Oh, my other thing was, you had mentioned the other night the small government advocates for small government, they sent out that thing, and they were talking about how all the people running for governor are all the, you know, on the same, they're all big government, you know, status types.
Yeah, there's no choice. If it's a Republican and a Democrat, there's not really much of a choice.
And there was just the, just last night, there was this big, big debate, and if you watched it, I mean, it's just, it's so obvious. All they were doing was arguing the whole time about how we're going to spend everyone's money and, getting like, violently upset about it. And, it was just, I mean, if you're a libertarian and you're still in Massachusetts and, still thinking of trying to stick with it, you know, Carla Howell, bless your heart, and the rest, you really need to.
Yeah, give up. Give up. Come
move
home
up
to New Hampshire. Thank you for the call,
definitely.
Man. We appreciate it as always, Matthew. 800-259-9231. So the excerpts that I promised you from Lauren Canario's letter here, she's got the two sides to the letter. There's the happy side and the angry side. And the happy side, she's thanking everybody who has sent her letters. She sort of just puts a bunch of names in there. She thanks everybody who sent her letters. And then on the angry side, she says that apparently the prison guards take away all of her belongings each time they move her. They've now moved her 5 times. Since she's been there. She's been there 41 days now. Again, arrested
for a lot of moving. I wonder why they're doing that.
Arrest, harassment. Just to mess with her. You know. Many times.
Why do they care whether, I mean, the prison
they're
guards,
sadists.
They have nothing to gain in the New London versus Connecticut, or the New London versus Kilo versus New London situation. They're not confiscating people's houses. The city government is.
She says, many times they let me out by mistake, then tell me to return to my cell. If I don't, they threaten to lock down the whole wing, and then the inmates force me back into my cell. Then they forget to feed me, because I'm the only one in my cell. They just, oops, forgot to feed Lauren.
Mm.
She says, it's cold in the cells, and the nutritional paste is a vile masquerade of food. But hey, things could be worse. At least I'm not insane anymore, in the professional opinion of the psychiatric team. Funny how since I didn't answer any of their questions this time, they had to refer to last year's evaluation, which found me paranoid, and recommend me competent. She goes on to talk about how people's mail is being sent back because the return address may not be completely legible, which may go into the dead letter office, as they call it, of the post office, which may not mean it'll get back to you ever, because there's no the return address is partial, so they DLO it, and you might not ever get it back. So if you're writing to Lauren Canario, and the address is at nhfree.com, if you'd like to write to her, make sure you include your full return address, or else it's just not going to make it there, and then you won't know that it didn't make it there, because they're not going to send you a rejection notice, because they don't know what your address is.
Makes sense.
800-259-9231, AQ in Texas, coming up, your calls as well, plus the story still on the way about the young man who cracked the, he made the federal agents very angry, and so they broke into his house. We'll give you the details coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, Thursday edition, your show. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. That includes the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com.
Have you listened to Common Sense with Dan Carlin yet? Dan advertises on Free Talk Live because he realizes we have an audience composed of people who aren't too happy with the two big parties, and he's not either, and he sounds pretty mad about it sometimes. It's loud, fast, and smart. See what you think. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, to AQ in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, I would like for the race deniers to show me scientific proof that race does not exist. Because if you look...
I'm sorry. You say for the race deniers to show you scientific proof that race does not exist?
Yes, as a biological entity. That's right. They have a lot of statements that say that race is only a social construct, but there's no data to support that. If you look at the fact is that there are 15% differences between the races genetically.
15%?
Richard Lawson did the study, and he came up with the 15% calculation.
Okay.
Okay, you can look this up. And if that is correct, if you're going to get rid of the race in the human species, then you'd have to get rid of a lot of other subspecies and any other animals.
Well, I don't understand where you're going here.
I don't think 15% seems really high to me.
What does the 15% have to do with?
Well, no, it might be 15% of their outsides, but their insides are the same.
Genetics don't just affect the outside, though. It affects the entire...
Oh, no. Our genetics are 99% the same as a chimpanzee. If you're telling me that our genetics vary by 15%, that's just completely misinformed.
Well, that's Richard Lawton, and he's on...
Who?
He is what... Richard Lawton, you can look it up.
Who is he? Some racist?
before you argue with me, he is the he's the one that the race deniers use to back up their claims. But if
who's a race denier anyway? What is there are people that don't believe there are races?
Remember, I made the statement last night that to some extent race is it's inside somebody's given head.
I'm saying,
there are a lot of people out there that say race is not real, okay? And that is baloney.
Okay, hold on just a second. I think a lot of people say ethnicity is subjective. And I think that that's a little different than what you're saying. For instance, my best friend is half black and half white. What is his ethnicity? What is his race?
Depends on what genetically he is. Predominantly.
Okay, so race might be static, whereas ethnicity might be subjective.
It's not static if you're talking about people who come from the original descendants of Europe and other continents. Okay, somebody's mixed is a different story. You'd have to find out genetically which race they're predominantly having.
Well, what I'm saying is we're all mixed to some extent or another.
No, we're not.
Are you choosing that there's three races?
I'm saying there's more than five. And there's no less than three, if you go by the scientific data that we have.
Well, I mean, I think you can look at this quite differently. I've looked into ethnicity pretty deeply, and there's all kinds of subgroups inside those groups that you're talking about.
Well, ethnicity, these are nice little terms to throw around, but I'm talking about the real genetic population groups that exist on the planet. There's no more than five and no less than three.
Right, and they've mixed a great deal.
But not everybody, though.
Not everybody.
No, I'm not mixed.
Okay, good for you. And so what?
Okay, well,
I don't understand. I mean, you're saying that there are people that are denying the existence of races. I think it's silly to deny that races exist. However, it is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. People are people. Who cares what their race is?
There are genetic differences between these groups.
So what? Even if that's true, so what? So what?
Because if you're not going to accept the reality of race, there are many...
Were you listening to a word I said? I said that I agree that there is such a thing as race. I just don't care. So what?
Well, you care because when you mix with these other populations that have not really achieved anything in their own continent...
Oh, really? Like there's entire races that haven't achieved anything?
Right. That's right.
Really? Can you back that up somehow?
Yeah, look at history. Look at the continent of Africa. They haven't achieved anything over there other than the ones after the other groups like Arabians and Caucasians went over there.
Wait a minute. So all of the black people are living in Africa? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that's where they came from, okay? You like to play games.
Okay, no. See, they came over here, and now they've achieved plenty of things. The fact is that their race is inferior. Just pot him down for a moment there, Bordoff. The fact is...
Just pot him down, if you would, please.
Okay. He's saying that people in Africa... Let's see if we can just lay this out here, Mark. He's saying that people in Africa... black people haven't achieved anything. Just look at Africa. Well, Africa is a third world as a result of the despotic governments that they have there. Africa does not have nations of liberty. Now, in America, we had at least a lot of freedom for a long time. And since people have been allowed to be free in America, people of all races, not for the entirety of America, but for a good chunk of it, they've been able to create all sorts of wonderful things. And people of all different strata, people who are white and black and mixed, and it's not a factor. Race isn't a factor. The factor is oppressiveness of government, sir. Now, Mark, did you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think that by saying that the Africans have not achieved anything is using a particular yardstick. You're saying they haven't achieved industrialization. Well, perhaps they weren't trying to achieve industrialization. Using your yardstick isn't fair, because what if they were trying to achieve something else and did achieve it? I don't know.
Interesting point. Let's bring AQ back up. AQ, your response?
Can I talk now?
Yep. Okay, now.
The reason Africa's in the state it's in is because the people, that's their production. That's what they've created for themselves. Nobody else has thought that Africa's never stepped out of the Stone Age.
I disagree with that.
These people are just genetically... They just haven't evolved intellectually.
Look, I disagree entirely. White men came in and put a bunch of lines on the map and called that a country.
Okay.
And that's not fair.
Can I talk?
Take two or three races, stick them in one area, give them a government, and say, okay, now you guys rule yourselves.
I'm talking here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking. I'm not. Okay.
In fact, you're not anymore. Goodbye, AQ. Take it easy. 800-259-9231. You want to bitch about the amount of time you get on the air, then you're gone. You're gone. Okay? We had a nice conversation there for a little while where it went back and forth, but if you want to keep complaining, then you're going to get cut short. 800-259-9231, and to say that they aren't advancing is absolutely ludicrous. Look at Somalia. Ever since their government was destroyed in the 1990s, they've had all kinds of technological advances going on there. Their cell phone service, but Somalia is the most served, as far as all of Africa. They have the most cell phone service in that country, more than any other place in Africa. Because there's no government regulatory board there to rule over who can.
You can have a tower there.
Right.
You can't have one here.
Right. So you take government out of the picture, and then people can grow and expand and create new wealth in the ways that they want to. But if government is standing in the way of wealth creation, then nothing's going to happen.
I want to address this this thought process that perhaps black people are genetically stupider than the other races.
That's certainly what people like AQ think.
That's what's being asserted here. So what? Let's say it's true. Let's say that you're correct, that that's true. And I'm only
giving. It's ludicrous.
I disagree entirely. I've met lots of smart black people, and
I met lots of stupid white people.
And I would say that what we're dealing with is in most cases a lack of education. You know, poor inner city schools, or in the case
of Africa.
Which is
why the white people are stupid. Why those white people are dumb? They live out in the middle of nowhere in a trailer, and they don't care about education.
But let's go ahead and give them that. For the sake of argument. Okay, black people are stupid. Now what? If somebody wants to date a black person, who are you to say otherwise? I mean, do you want to harm them because they're stupid? Do you kick dogs? I mean, what kind of... so what? So what? It's sick.
It is sick.
It's 800... sick to hate somebody for that reason. They couldn't do anything about it. I mean, you could have been born that way.
1-800-259-9231. Absolutely. Not necessarily born that way, but maybe you were just raised in a dumb family. And in which case, their dumbness is going to rub off on you. Their ignorance. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Joe, you bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give everything away on that site. And by the way, you can help support the show by voting for us. You like the fact that we give away the site for free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you to access their websites. We do it for free. If you like that and you like the message of freedom and liberty that we're spreading here 6 nights a week on the show, then you should vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it's so important that you go and do this because as far as our internet listeners are concerned, we are a radio show, but we're also online. And as far as the internet listeners are concerned, we get the majority of our internet listeners from Podcast Alley's Top 10. Because we're in the Top 10 and we're number 2 at this moment, we get more listeners. And if that's important to you and you want to help us out, then go to vote.freetalklive.com and it would really be appreciated. As we go to the phones and do the fun to, I believe it's pronounced Ire. Ladies first on Free Talk Live. Ire calling from Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. My name's pronounced Ida. I'm sorry.
Ida. Hello there.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call because this guy was talking about how there's these really big genetic differences between races, and I just wanted to put it out there that that's not true and that the markers for different races cannot be found. The actual genetic markers that designate skin color or eye color or hair type cannot be found in one race and can be found in one race but not excluded from other ones. So it's not just found in one race.
So there's no definitive, you're saying there's no definitive lines between the races?
Yes, there's definitive genetic markers between the different races. And another thing I'd like to point out is that he was saying that people are trying to deny that race exists, but it does exist, but it's a social construct.
Hmm.
And it varies from culture to culture. Like, in some Asian cultures, people define different races by how much body hair a person had. Here we define it by skin color.
Wow.
So it really depends.
So and it's more of a Western cultural or American cultural phenomenon than it is anything else.
Well, race has been used in all different cultures, but the way we're using it is more of a Western way. And it really doesn't matter, like Mark was saying.
Absolutely. It totally doesn't matter. People are people. And because people are people, there are going to be some dumb people, and there are going to be some smart people, and some people in between. And it doesn't matter what color their skin is.
And I think a great example of this is one of our former co-host, Torgo. You know, for most of his life, 20-something years, he went through his life believing, I'm a big white guy. And then he took a genetic test and found out, wow, I'm only 97.5% big white guy, and I'm 2.5% big black guy. Mm-hmm. And he never knew, it never experienced anything like being black. And to think that this race thing is important, I don't know. I mean,
obviously it's not important.
It wasn't important to him. It was clearly subjective. He went his whole life believing he was a white guy when in fact he was 2.5% black. Tell me that's not subjective.
It's absolutely not important, but what is amazing, Mark, is how important it is to the racists. To the racists, and I mean racists of all colors, you know, white racists, black racists, whatever. All they do is they focus on race and they harp on race. I went to one of the websites and that guy's email from last night,
mm-hmm.
and it's just spewing hatred and vitriol all over people that aren't exactly like them. Can't you get a life, get a hobby, get a video game to play, maybe go play some sports, do something with your life that's a little more important than complaining about the fact that there are people that are different from you? Isn't it sad, Ada?
Yeah,
did I pronounce your name wrong? Ida, I'm sorry.
It's all right, it's spelled funny.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, that people make it important because they feel that because they're different, it is important, but it really isn't. And especially with, like, you guys were talking about intelligence or, like, achievement or physical ability. You were talking about that yesterday and how that may be related to race. And it really is not. There are so many factors: environment, how you develop in the womb, your nutrition, your how you were raised,
mm-hmm.
you know, what country you're in, that affects all of these things. Putting weight on the most superficial of human adaptions really is not logical.
What do you have to say to my suggestion that the status of Africa has more to do with a despotic governments than anything else?
I would agree that intervention from European powers has a lot to do with this. Colonization, interference from outside. I feel that
The interference, I think, in a lot of African countries is from within. I think there's plenty of black dictators in Africa. So,
well, I'm talking about like the colonial powers that had taken over Africa earlier and drawn these lines on a map. It's kind of like with Iraq, where they drew this line, and now there's these three groups that don't like each other grouped together. And that's happened a lot. That happened in Sudan and a few other places. Like, people were drawing these lines or splitting these people up or saying, you guys are over here and you're this group, and you guys are over here and
yep.
you're this group.
You know, and it's so funny. We have the same sort of thought process about, people from that, the Arabian subcontinent there. You know, I mean, it's like, oh, those people have been warring for 10,000 years. We're never going to stop them from fighting. Well, mm-hmm. you know, of course, now for the last 100 years, they've been fighting because they're fighting for control over the government that we pretty much forced on them, and the UN and the larger countries in the world won't let them break their countries apart.
And also, why should we be judging them on what their culture is, like if it's good or if it's bad? Or, I mean, we're not involved. We don't know what it's like from the inside.
Right, which
we
is
haven't
that's,
lived it.
That's sort of what Mark was saying with his yardstick point before. I mean, if you were living on the inside, if you were of Arab descent and you lived in those countries, you might think that your country was the best and your group of people was the best. And those Westerners have gone off and gone crazy with all their development and everything.
You know, we don't care anything about the people from Papua New Guinea that wear those funny little phallic cod pieces. Why do we care about, the people in Africa and whether or not they're properly developed?
We don't. Only some people do. And thank you for the call, Ida. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, Mark, shame on you for not realizing that Ida was one of our Shriners. You were giving me hand signals here like, oh, get her picture for the shrine. Well, she's on the shrine. Maybe you should go and take a look at it from time to time, Mr. Mark.
I don't look at the shrine. It's demeaning to women.
What?
I don't know. I was just reiterating what that silly blog said. You know, I've been thinking about that very statement. Like, the shrine is demeaning to women. I've been thinking about that woman's blog post for some time now. And if it's demeaning to women, then, sort of the question was, what is demeaning to men? If you believe that the shrine is demeaning to women, then you are, in fact, demeaning men by saying that. Because men are all, rutting, lustful pigs mm-hmm. for wanting to look at it. So therefore, you're demeaning women for wanting to date and be with rutting, lustful pigs. And, you know, I mean, it just, it's a cycle. If you believe that women are demeaned by the shrine or in, porn or whatever,
yeah,
then you're demeaning men, which is demeaning women, which is demeaning men, which is demeaning women. This
and once
is a
again,
cycle.
Once again, this is another issue or another example of somebody who's way too concerned with what other people are doing. Way too concerned with the lives of others. Look, if you believe these women are demeaning themselves by adding them
well,
to the shrine...
Wait. Now, that's a whole different story. They may very well be demeaning themselves, and that's just an opinion.
They well, it's only in your mind.
Right.
Not in theirs. And it's theirs that counts,
and,
not
you
yours.
Know, if the shrine was a place for lustful, rutting pigs, then why is there a little old lady with a bird on her finger there? Why is there a one-year-old in a pink onesie? I mean, that's not the point of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Really, the point of the Shrine of the Female Listeners is to show program directors that women listen to the show.
A variety of women, as a matter of fact. So go to it at shrine.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to Daniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Just want to cover two quick topics.
Yeah.
First of all, we're having a big brush fire here in Southern California right now.
That's right. I've heard about that.
Destroyed a lot of homes, killed a lot of people. It's very sad. Mm. Anyway, the guy that they first pegged for it was a convicted arsonist. They don't think it's him anymore, but that hasn't stopped a lawmaker from proposing a sex offender-style registry for convicted arsonists here in California.
Oh, my gosh.
So to any so-called libertarians who support the sex offender registry, just see where it leads.
Yep, this is exactly where it leads. New, they've got the drug offender registries in some states. I think Tennessee is one of them, so therefore you can just easily look up a drug dealer if you want to find one. And now you've got an arsonist registry perhaps coming there in California. It's just a matter of time before there's a registry for every single category of so-called criminal.
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking about this, the first thing I heard when they had the arsonist, we know who he is. You know, the name wasn't Hispanic. I heard all the Hispanics were coming across the border and setting fires so they could get paid to fight them.
Daniel, any other thoughts for us?
Well, I guess I'm coming up against break, so I'm
no. Call us again sometime. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. On the way, the story. I think we're going to get to it. About this young man in his 20s who outed the feds. They got mad, raided his house. We'll give you the details on what happened and why. This is your show. You take control. Hour two coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.